Many new restaurants are coming to the First Coast. That's as a grocery chain that's gone through two bankruptcies is trying to reinvent itself. That's what Jacksonville Daily Record editor Karen Mathis is here to tell us in this week's Business Brief. Karen, let's start with restaurants. We're just hungry, and that's the place that we should start.
That's very true. There are at least five restaurants that I'd like to talk about because these are new or somewhat new. The latest is Kiki's Breakfast Cafe. They do have a restaurant in St. Augustine, but now they are also going to open in the Pavilion, which is in northern St. Johns County, and also at the Strand at Town Center. Okay. So this is a new chain that is coming to town, and it's coming into that breakfast lunch area that is very popular and very competitive. Mm-hmm. So that's one of them, but there are four more, and the interest in these is not only are these restaurants coming into town, but they're taking existing restaurant space that was vacated by another restaurant. So it's a reuse and a remodeling. For example, Buca di Beppo out at the Avenues Mall closed, and now Miller's Ale House wants to take over that property. Sticky Fingers in Bay Meadows closed, and Woody's Barbecue is going to take that over. The closed Applebee's on Atlantic Boulevard near Queens Harbor Yacht and Country Club, that's going to become a Panera Bread. And then you have the Mitchell's Fish Market in St. John's Town Center, and that's where True Food Kitchen will open its first Jacksonville. Maybe it's only, but it's first for sure Jacksonville store.
Karen, what does this mean that restaurants are opening where restaurants closed?
It means that the locations are good, and restaurant companies see that the demographics in that area and the need for a restaurant in that area are very strong. So they look at the demographics, they look at the traffic, they study what is in that area that would feed off of their restaurants, so to speak.
Lots of spots that are good for restaurants. For Southeastern Grocers, though, based in Jacksonville, it's been a tough road. What is happening now with that chain?
It has four banners, and I think we probably know it best in Jacksonville for its Winn-Dixie banner. And so Southeastern Grocers just completed its Chapter 11 bankruptcy. And as it emerged from that bankruptcy reorganization, it is now trying to start to invest in upgrading its stores. And just this past week, it had a reopening, so to speak, of its Briarwood neighborhood grocery store. And it also plans to upgrade about 100 stores this year, according to the CEO and the president. So we'll see where those will be. They did not really announce where those would be or which banners they would be. The other banner that is in Jacksonville is the Harvey's Supermarket. But kind of the takeaway of this is Winn-Dixie and Southeastern Grocers is in a tough industry. The margins are very, very small in the grocery industry, and it's very competitive now. I mean, just in the past several months, we've had a word that, you know, Lucky's is going to open a second store. The first is in Neptune Beach. The second will be out at Oakleaf. We have Aldi's, which has already either announced or identified 11 sites. And the seventh, I believe it was the seventh, just opened, and that was in Regency. Trader Joe's has expanded. They've added a second location. Earth Fare has added a second location. And we're hearing Sprouts Farmers Market wants to come into the area with several stores. And we're hearing of several sites that they might be looking at. And of course, Publix continues to expand and to upgrade and to grow. And Walmart Neighborhood Market, part of the Walmart, of course, empire, they will be opening their new neighborhood market in Bay Meadows.
So it's no guarantee that these remodeled stores will help in the long run.
It probably can't hurt in the long run because they are remodeled and they're serving the neighborhood. But that industry's gotten a lot tougher in the last few years. And keep in mind that Winn-Dixie had previously gone through a Chapter 11, and that was back in 2005, 2006. So it's kind of the second go-round for that chain here.
That's Jacksonville Daily Record editor Karen Mathis. I'm WJCT News Director Jessica Palumbo. Let's go get some breakfast.
Let's do it.